Hi everybody, we are in portion of Achrei Mot Kedoshim, and I will do as much as I can Zohar in this week parasha, because we know that this Shabbat that is coming, we call this Shabbat the Shabbat of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Why we call this Shabbat Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? We already study in Kabbalah, and as Rav Ashlag teaches us in the Sefirot, Talmud Aser Sefirot, Tenum examination, that the whole idea of time not exist, but how come it exists? We're still wearing a watch, we're still having a clock, you know? So how can we say that time not exist? Well, time exists through the physical part of our body, but time not exists from the point of the soul. So, but we still live in a body and we do have a soul. So when is time not exist? Shabbat. When you get to Shabbat, on the Shabbat, time is being canceled. It's not exist. You cannot exist Shabbat. For that reason, when you get into the frame of Shabbat, the rules are different. You know, people who keep Shabbat, you know, the word keep in English is terrible. It's lishmor et Shabbat. Most of us don't get the real meaning of lishmor et Shabbat. To keep Shabbat, what does that mean? Because Shabbat, what does it mean to keep it? You want to keep yourself within the frame of where Shabbat is taking you. So Shabbat, there's no time. There's no time. And for that reason, whatever happened in the week after, that's the actual Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So if Thursday night, not this Thursday night, after next Shabbat, is the 18th day of Iyar, which is Shabbat, which is Thursday night, Shabbat before that, is already include within it the time of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Also, very powerful week after next Shabbat, you have Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. Then we have Pesach Sheni, second Pesach, when we eat again the matzah for the time that the leprosy, people were with leprosy couldn't eat, or Shayu Ber Derech Rechoka, or people were away from the time of Pesach, meaning they were sinning or away from the Creator. So it's a very powerful week next week, not this week, but we're going to talk as much as we can about Zohar today, read from the Zohar. Maybe it's even going to be a short lecture, but the purpose is to be busy with the Zohar. Those of you who have Tikkuni Zohar and you're able to read Tikkuni Zohar, please start reading it now, you know, a little bit every day, but specifically if you don't have time, you have to start Shabbat. Shabbat is the last chance to start reading Tikkuni Zohar and getting miracle. Whatever you do this Shabbat, any miracle you want, this Shabbat has the capability to take care of it. For that reason, in the old days, people used to go and sleep next to the grave of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, because that mountain of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, where he's buried, that mountain itself is like the Mishkan. It's like the tabernacle. And within the tabernacle, there is Kodesh HaKodeshim. There is Holy of Holies. What is the Holy of Holies? Where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Lazar, his son, is buried. So whatever is around it is getting to the Kodesh HaKodeshim. It's not just, is buried there. Rabbi Shimon was not just buried there. Rabbi Shimon, when he was alive, he was also going around. You know, it was the area where he spent time and study. So every place where he studied, there is pipes and channels of that study, and that powerful study still exists. And us, as much as we try, as much as we become better, forgive, become more spiritual, study more, we're not in that level, you know? We're not even in that level of serve Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So what are we? We are following whatever it is. So some of us physically go to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai place. It's good. Some of us go to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai place and kiss the place. Good. Some of us even read these books. Good. Some of us even study this book. Good. Some of us even understanding the book. So there is many, many levels, and Bli Nara Vital offers so many study of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai from Tikkuni Zohar. Whatever you understand or not, start getting into it. Start from first lecture, second, until you catch up. Don't worry about understanding everything, but at least to start. So it's giving us a chance to connect to some Tikkuni Zohar, to some Zohar, so it will help us. Don't forget, from Saturday, the meal, till Thursday night, very powerful time. Put a smile on your face from Saturday. It's a very, very important time. All right. So the parsha of this week is Achrei Mot Kedoshim. אחרי מות, the word אחרי מות, meaning after the death of the two children of Aaron, and the second parasha we read is קדושים. The famous parasha of קדושים is קדוש, you know, קדושים תהיו כי קדוש אני, God is telling us, you will be holy because I'm holy and you came for me. And of course, the old Zohar of קדושים is talking about between how to be friendly or how to be part of a community and how to behave to one another. What אחרי מות is talking about the portion before is about Yom Kippur, about the purification of the soul. Purification of the soul. And if I need to tell you, like, the essence of אחרי מות is the reading that we read on Yom Kippur. You know, reading we read on Yom Kippur is the two goats. The two goats, we bring it to the mountain, and we have the one goat that we push off the mountain, and the one goat that we basically sacrifice. What go first? First the sacrifice, then the one pushed down the mountain, and that's why the one pushed down the mountain represents our ego, our sin, our jealousy, our rudeness, our need to be right. All those things are part of that goat that we throw off the mountain. What does that mean, we throw off the mountain? What actually we throw off the mountain? Yes, our ego. Yes, our need to be right. Yes, our fear that somebody find out what's wrong with us. Yes, my non-ability to receive good criticism to help me out to become more spiritual. All of those things has to push down the mountain. All right? And the second goat would be sacrifice. You know, that's our zchut. We sacrifice, removing our negativity and then elevating everything toward the Creator, from getting the light, then throw our negativity down the mountain by Ish Iti. Ish Iti meaning a person that have one eye, sounds scary, and the reason they have one eye, he collect all the negativity of the people around, and by collecting all the negativity of the people around, what do you think happened? He take it, inject it to the goat, and then the goat is going to the Sitra Achra, to the Samech Aleph, and then never negativity to Am Yisrael. That's the Yom Kippur. So that's how it used to be, the Yom Kippur in the old days. And of course, in our days, we don't have the Kohen Gadol, we don't have the High Priest, we don't have Temple, we don't even have Tabernacle. And for that reason, we do the prayer of Yom Kippur. And those five pray is a similar pray to what the people did then. But they did it more with the physical thing. You know, there's slaughtering, there's different things that going on. Where in our days, what's left is the mouth, is the prey. For that reason, a person should be very careful how we speak, how we talk, because the only power you have is in here. So be careful what to get out of your mouth. You cannot just speak as you wish, you know, Lashon Hara, or Diba, or different things like this, because that's all what's left. That's the only weapon left. You don't have any other weapon. So what weapon do you have? Lips. Tongue. This is it. Whatever happened here, that's your weapon. You pray well, things happen. You study Torah well, things happen. You read Zohar, Tikkuni Zohar, whatever you can from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, things happen. Because the power is in the mouth. So, when we go to Parashat Achrei Mot, okay? When we go to Achrei Mot, and we're dealing with the whole idea of Aaron HaKohen, right after his two children die, Lo Aleinu. Alright? So what is the Zohar? Again, I'm gonna try to read as much as Zohar as I can this lecture, and hopefully next Monday is to read this lecture, to read the Zohar again and again. The reason for that is because there is a lot of power in reading the Zohar in this time. Yesh Zgula, yesh, it's a very powerful. So I'm starting with the Achrei Mot, okay? And it's a Amar Rabbi Elazar. And I'm sorry because I'm reading from Tfus Yashan. I'm reading from an old text of Zohar. So I don't necessarily have the Sulam, but it's a Achrei Mot Mem Samech Tet. All right? So it's Tfus Yashan. It's like this. But I will translate it. So no worry. Amar Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, speak. Ki ba'yom hazeh yechupar lachem. It's written about Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur has the merit, has the ability to purify our soul. היה צריך לומר, אחפר עליכם. What it say, it's written, ביום הזה יחפר עליכם. In this day, God will cure all your negativity. זה רבי לעזר, the son of רבי שמעון בר יוחאי, היה צריך, it should say, אכפר עליכם. Don't say, יכפר עליכם. Don't say, יכפר עליכם. Don't say, God will pure your soul. Say, אכפר עליכם. I will pure your soul. What do you mean, יכפר? It sounds like the past. הוא משיב, אלא יכפר עליכם כולל היובל. The reason, say the Zohar, say רבי לעזר, son of רבי שמעון בר יוחאי, the reason it say, יכפר, יכפר, in the future, he will purify you, meaning, but he used the word purified in the past. What does that mean? כולל היובל. It include the Jubilee. What is the Jubilee? שממשיכים ממנו, מבואים להשקות ביום הזה, לכל צד. Because at that day of Yom Kippur, there is enough nourishment of light that go everywhere. להרוות הכל ולהשקות. To nourish everybody and everything. וזהו עליכם. כלומר בשבילכם, כדי לתאר אתכם ביום ההוא שכתוב לפני השם, תתארו לא ישלוט עליכם מדהים. What does that mean now? יחפר עליכם. In spare of, אחפר עליכם. What does that mean that it's in the past, present and future? It means that at that day there is a nourishment that come down. And whoever want to capture it, has to do a certain prayer, has to do a certain behavior, has to ask forgiveness from friend that may be hurt, and go there, and, you know, let's say if you screamed at somebody because you have an anger issue, you have an anger management issue, you should have to ask for forgiveness, because God said to you to ask for forgiveness, but because it's a manner thing to ask for forgiveness, you have to do that. God said, this day, that's the day you ask for forgiveness. What do? Go and ask for forgiveness. What if he's not forgiving you? C'est la vie, you know, doesn't forgive. What's Allah said? What's the law said? You ask two times you ask, and then the third time you don't. That's no longer your business. You go and say, hey, excuse me, I screamed at you last time. Can you forgive me? The person say no. You go again, can you forgive me? No. Can you forgive me? No. Three, you're done. You don't have to ask more than that. But you have to ask. So he say, that day everybody get pure. Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Yehuda said, it's such a good thing for Israel that God wants them so much and he wants to purify them. And you want to make sure when they come into Yom Kippur, they come pure. So he brings a section now. Rabbi Yehuda brings a section. And it says, Shir HaMa'alot, he brings a section from King David. The sing of elevation, Shir HaMa'alot, Mimakim Kraticha Hashem, from the depth, I called you God. What does that mean, that section from King David? It's written, when God created the world, he was about to create human being. The Torah was created before the world and before the human being were created. Amra lefanav, the Torah said, God, you want to create human being. He's going to sin, as you know. He has body. The body is selfish. It's not that the human being is bad. You give him that body that made from dirt. The dirt is a selfish agenda. The soul is beautiful. But you mix the soul which has come from you, God, with the dirt, it's going to be a problem. If you, Torah said to God, will behave according to what he does, then he's not going to make it, God. The Torah said to God, not going to make it. It doesn't matter how much he tried, he made from dirt. הרי העולם לא יוכל לעמוד לפניך. כל שכן האדם ההוא. And the human being will not make it. It's beautiful how the Torah talked to God. Because in a way it seemed like the Torah disagreed with the creation of human. But actually, it's more than that. You know what's more than that? That actually the Torah is ask God to show some mercy, but in a hint way. It's almost like a father and mother are fighting, and the mother go to the father and say, hey, listen, our son is great, is wonderful, but he's not capable to do such a thing. So he will fail a few times before he make it right. And the father say, okay, thank you for telling me this. But at that time, if his son fell, he will not get that angry. I mean, of course, I want to compare it to God and the Torah, but it's not the same because what is the Torah? The Shekhinah. So the Torah come to God and say, our son Israel was created from dirt, so the chances for him not to sin is very, very low. What do we do? So God answered, Torah, say God, is it by chance that they call me full of mercy, me God? If they call me full of mercy, that's what I am. And before God created the world, say the Zohar, Barat Shuvah, say Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. God created repentance before he created this physical world. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaTshuva. God took the repentance. So the Zohar doesn't look at repentance as an act. The Zohar look at the repentance as an entity, as a force that God created. So when a person tries to change, he needs to know that he has to tap into that force. It's not something you need to create. A lot of people try to change the anger issue. A lot of people try to change jealousy, ayin hara, evil eye, stop speaking bad about people, not steal, no, don't cheat. A lot of people try to change. But here the Zohar is telling you, the change itself is a force that God created already. You have to tap into that change force. I don't know if it's a revelation for you, but for me it is. Barat tshuva, u barai ta tshuva kvar. The repentances exist. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaTshuva. God said to the tshuva, God said to the repentance, Ani rotze livro adam ba'olam. Can you imagine? God came to the act of change, to the act of transformation, to the act of repentance, and say, I would like to create a human being. Bitnai, in one condition. He said to the tshuva, if you want to be part of creating of human being, it will be one condition. When those human being try to change, you better be open to help them change. But it's only when they desire and desperate want to change. Did you ever been desperate to change one thing? Fear. Or to pray with more itlavu, to pray with more excitement. You wanna change that. You wanna change it. Because you feel that you pray when you say the words is like reading, Snow White or Pinocchio. There is no value to your words. You wanna change it. You wanna be it with more. So you reach out to God and start praying. Who you pray to? You pray to God. What is the channel that you pray to? Tshuva. So because tshuva is a channel. So when you want to change, don't look at the change as something you have to create. Look at the change and transformation and tshuva and repentance as something that was created before you. It's waiting for you because there is a contract between tshuva and God that you're going to make it happen. And look what God says. You have to be able to forgive everything they did. So the repentance is like an office, as the Zohar mentioned here, that waiting for the person to come and knock on the door. It's like an office that supply transformation and cleanse to you. But you have to come and desire. And say, tshuva, tshuva, tshuva. Like we say in the tefillah of Tamiza, Arzirenu b'tshuva shlema lefanecha. We're asking God, please bring us back to the tshuva. When people start to change, start to ask to change, it's such a beautiful thing. Those of you who ever tried to change something, understand how difficult it is. But we try. Then the tshuva that God created before human being, the tshuva, the repentance, that chamber of repentance, go in front of God to say, well, this person just came to see me, and we had a contract, you and me, God, that you asked me to forgive them no matter what happened. If they come and ask and work on themselves, I will make sure that they will be pure. Then all the judgment will be reduced. All the judgment have to be eliminated. And then the person become totally purified. I love that section so much. That's why I start with that. Shoel, matay nitar adam ma'avono? When is that taking place? Only when he gets into this chamber of tshuva in the right way. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, רבי יצחק is adding or joined this conversation בשעה ששב לפני המלך העליון פלט תפילה מעומק לב. You want to know when the chamber of תשובה is open for him? When the person make a true repentance and pray from the bottom of his heart. וזה שקודם ממעמקים קראתיך השם. How do we know that? Because the מזמור of תהילים, the מזמור of Psalm from King David say, ממעמקים קראתיך השם. From the depth I called you God. From the depth I called you God. What does it mean from the depth? From the depth of your heart. From the depth of your heart, you are actually calling the Creator, calling God. I mean, this section is just unbelievable. To understand that the tshuva is waiting. It's not something you're creating. That's the game changing in spirituality. It's been chamber of tshuva is waiting. And when you pray and say, dear God, help me to become a better person. Dear God, I truly want to become understanding Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. I want to understand Tikkun HaZohar better. I want. And then this Shabbat, my children remind me, we had did Shavuot one time in a shul. And it was a terrible arrangement. I mean, we didn't know what to expect. They didn't know what we want from them. It was a mess, basically. No, nobody's fault. They just didn't work out. Why didn't work out? Because that's we did it in New York. And in New York, you got to earn everything. It's not like LA or Vegas or Chicago. It's easier to earn in Miami. New York has a different style. You want to make it right, you got to earn it. So things will go wrong. It must go wrong when you go to New York to build something spiritual. Why is that? Because wherever it's more difficult, you earn more light. So you want to get more light, difficult. So if you want to be spiritual in, let's say, in Israel, in Jerusalem, everything will go wrong. When I do things in Jerusalem, I always tell people, 30% of the thing will go wrong. Don't panic, don't get angry, okay? It's going to be there because you're going to earn. So we were there. And one of the ladies there tell me, Eliyahu, I see you study Tikkun HaZohar. Why you don't teach it in English? I said, because I didn't master it yet. She said, doesn't matter. Let's master it together with you, she told me. So what do you mean? I'm afraid to do a mistake if I teach it. I said, don't worry. As you teach it, you know that you don't know everything. I said, it's not only I know that I don't know, but I also don't know what I don't know. That's what I'm concerned. You know, sometimes you don't know that you don't know. And I started teaching Tikkun HaZohar because of her. And it's really helped my life. You know, it's changing my life. It's in an unbelievable level. So whatever happened from that unorganized Shavuot many years ago turned into the most important moment of my life, if you think about it. So don't look at life, whatever didn't work. That's the ego. Forget about that. So very important. Memamakim. Rabbi Abba also go and get involved in this conversation. Rabbi Abba amar memamakim katir Hashem. From the depth I called you God. What does that mean? Makom kanuz yesh lemala. There is a hidden place in the upper world. Vuamo omek ha-be'er. And that's the depth of the well. And that place of the well called tshuva, repentance. And whoever wants to change, he need to go in that depth and call God. And that's what it means, from the depth I called you God. Because when we sin, when we commit a crime, at the old days, when the tabernacle were there or the temple were there, we bring sacrifice. And that sacrifice helps you to remove the negativity. And who's doing it for you? The Kohen. Mitpalel mitorir barachamim. And then the mercy has been activated and the judgment go away. And the tshuva, remember, the chamber of tshuva is exist chamber. We don't need to create it. The tshuva is pouring blessing on that person. Okay, to all the channel, and then the person get purified. So first, you need to feel sorry for whatever you did. You steal, you did something wrong, you talk nasty to somebody else publicly. All those things have to be changed. And when you're changing it, then you go to the tshuva, say, I need help. And the tshuva, like the commitment that tshuva did for the Creator, happened. Now we know why Achremot, the portion of Achremot has to do with Yom Kippur, because the entire Achremot, as the Zohar explained to us, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, is about purification. And I'm going more to the Zohar. As I say, I'm not going to make it that long, but it might be long, I don't know, with me. Sometimes I get excited and Then I like to eat everything, so I make it shorter, but I need to read that section of Zohar. I'm reading now from Zohar Chemot, Fus Yashan, Ein Tet. Tana Maichtiv, Ve'eva Ashit Ben Chao Ben Aisha. I will make you, the snake, and the woman, enemy to one another. What does that mean? What does that mean to become an enemy? There is 24 type of impurity that the snake injected to Eve when he was with her with the tree of knowledge. Why 24? Because if you take the word Eva, Eva, Aleph is one, right? You have Yud is 10, Bet is 2, A is 5, so what we got so far? 12, 17, 19, and plus Ve'eva, 24. And the 24 down. So where is that connection in the physical world between the snake seducing us and destroying us? It's saying Ve'asarot gdilot v'tziponayim gdilot, said the hair is growing and the nails is growing. What does that mean? The judgment exists in the world. I didn't understand anything. Nails, air, judgment, 24. What is the Zohar trying to teach us? So it's like this. When a woman wants to purify herself. Woman, what about men? Woman. Why woman? Because the woman was attached to the snake in the Garden of Eden. That's continued for generation. Generation. It's not that the woman is worse and the man is better. Nothing to do with that. It has to do with the idea that during the Nida, during the period time of the woman, that's the time is still influenced from the snake. צריכה לגזוז אותו השיער שגדל בימים שהייתה מדומה. A woman have to cut part of the hair. I don't know if most women, I don't know if all women do that. They have to cut the hair that grew during the time that she was not pure. וצריכה לקצת ציפורניה. And she has to cut her nails. I know some of you like to make the nails, but you have to cut part of the nail. וכל אותה הזוהה מה שבהם. Because in the time that of the woman of Binida, what observed the negativity of the Nida, the negativity of the impure? Tell us the Zohar in Achremot, the nail and the hair. Now you know where you see a lot of married women in the Jewish Orthodox community cover their head with a shaitel, meaning a wig, or with the hat, or with something. Why are they covering it? Why are they covering it? I mean, what's the even purpose? Because at that time, whatever observed negativity is the hair of the woman and the nails. That's why for the woman, what is the very important for women to do? The nails and the hair. Ask women, what's the most important for them to do? Where can I do my nails? Would a woman have a bad hair day? Oh my God, it's a night. I grew up with three sisters and a mother. I mean, let me tell you, bad news. But why? Because they feel it. Women are spiritual from birth. They can feel it, but they don't know what to do about it. And that's why they go and fix it. Fix it, make it look nicer. But inside of them, if you ask women, because women are purely spiritual, they feel they need to do something with their, but they don't know what it is. Always. By the way, always. You compliment a woman on the hair, they feel good. Because internally, spiritually, they know something is going on there. If you tell a woman about their nails and the hair, you give compliment. Oh, God forbid, you say the other way around. You insult them about these two things. They take it very much into the heart. Why? Because every woman, from the moment she was born, okay, she remembered the scene of Adam and Eve sit in her nails and hair, and that's why they cutting it before the mikveh that they do to meet with their husband. Shelamadnu, we study besodot atumah in the impurity levels, like from books of the dark side, how is impurity function? The dirt of a nail, sometimes you have dirt in your nail, for men too, by the way, dirt in the nail activated a dirt in the upper world. Very dangerous. You have to cut them. And whoever cut them and cleaned them the nails. And that's why the Kabbalists usually cut their nails and clean their nails before Shabbat. For Shabbat. If you cannot do it for Shabbat, you cannot do it on Wednesday, because the nails, it take 3 days to grow. So the halacha telling you, you cannot cut the nails on Wednesday, because that means if you cut them on Wednesday, that means it will Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it will grow on Shabbat. You don't want the nails to grow on Shabbat. So that's why you look at the nails also when you do Avdalah. Why you look at the nails you go Avdalah? Because your nails become holy on Shabbat and become unholy on after Shabbat. Okay, so now you know about the nails. So cutting the nails and cutting the first piece for a woman before the mikveh, very, very important. Very important. So just to understand it. And that's why Rabbi Abu Daram, great, one of the greatest rabbi, he write about the way to cut the nails. I do it this way. Even Rabbi Isaac Luria, Loya Makpit. Rabbi Chaim Vital said that Rabbi Isaac Luria was not big deal on how Rabbi Abu Daram used to do it. Abu Daram say, first the ring finger you cut, then the index finger, then I call them by the palm and facing. This is Mercury. The pinky, the small finger, the middle, and then the thumb. So, ring, index, pinky, middle, and thumb. That's the order. You don't cut them in direct order. So you jump, okay? You jump. That's Abu Daram style. Even the Ari said that he was not makpid on that. He wasn't meticulously on, specifically on that. So he say, How many dark negative angels are looking to attack through those nails through the air? How many of them? 1,405. They want to touch those nails. And they like to go through the nails. So the snake sends his angels through the nails. For that reason, you cannot cut the nails and throw them on the floor. You can't, it's not pure. It will bring fight between husband and wife. Be careful. The Zohar said that it's very dangerous. The nails are a very dangerous thing. I mean, the best, take the nails after it and burn it. But that's a lot of work. Okay? Flush it down the toilet is considered okay. And the Zohar continued. Person want to do black magic, use nails usually. And that's why people do magic on other people, they use their nails or their hair, by the way. Why? Because of those 1,000 damager that come from the snake to destroy a person through that. And whoever removed those nails is considered like he bring mercy to the world. And then that negativity will go away. Whoever step on nails with his feet or shoes, okay, might be damaged. So if you're walking around the place where you step on the nails with your feet or even with your shoes, you're in danger. You got to be careful. So I don't know what they do when women go to those places to cut the nails. I never have been there. My wife almost wanted to go to my toes because my toes always have issues. But I do it myself. I don't like when people do that to me. I know it's fashion, but now all the guys do that. And all women, kind of, it's become cool. Have issue with that, and what do you do with the nails after that? I mean, the place is full with nails there. Make me nervous because it's a holy nazek, it can be damaged. So the same thing for a woman, say isha, ויתיל בזומא הלכה וכך, אוי לעולם, מקבל ממנה זומא היא, שום כך, ושישה בנידת עוד קרב. So the nails that the woman cut after the nida, after she's been having a period, is the most dangerous than nails. Nothing is more dangerous than that. Eliminate that. Cut it and eliminate it. I just love and I would like to just this section and then we move to another. So Ashrei Ador, good for the generation that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Shorebo. That Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is alive there. Now what does that mean? Good for the day, Rabbi Shimon Baruch has a life there. Is Rabbi Shimon alive with us? From Shabbat, Rabbi Shimon is with us. Maybe I will put a chair, maybe not, I don't know the crowd that will be. But usually another additional chair that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai come to eat with you for Shabbat. You have to feel Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is there. You have to feel Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is there. This is it from Shabbat. There, every day. Walk around like he's there. Be careful not to do mistake. No fighting. No speaking bad. And for the generation who connect to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who reading Rabbi Shimon like we do, Alav katuv ashrecha el eretz shebalakeha ben chorim. Good for the land that the king is free. Mahu ben chorim, shezokef roshe legalot elover dvarim bechem ve'lo mefached. What does freedom mean, according to the Zohar, is person who memorize the Torah in a best way, and he's so excited when somebody asks him question about the Torah because he can answer. Kemi she'u ben chorim, that's freedom. Ma she'rotze ve'no mefached. And he's not afraid. And he wants whatever he wants. Why he wants? Because he's the son of the king now. When you know the Torah for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, when you know the Zohar, you got to walk like a prince. You got to walk like a king and queen. You study Zohar. You are an important person. You are one of a kind. Proud. Be proud. Walk with pride. Don't walk with the pride of the new watch you bought, or the new house, or that you did some diet. Walk around with pride that you know some Zohar. Walk around like that. If you don't know some Zohar, study even a little section. But memorize that section. Take one section for the Zohar, read it, and memorize it for the rest of your life. Where is it? When is it? And what does it say? And if you memorize that, then you're supposed to walk proud and say, I know a section from the Zohar. I know a section from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. I do. And then you can walk proud. Don't be afraid. Zehu Rabbi Shimon, but who can walk proud like a king? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Can you imagine? There's a section, it's such a beautiful. Who can walk like a king? Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai talking to God. There's nothing Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai doesn't know about the Torah. So he can walk proud. So for that reason, many of you read about Rabbi Shimon, that it was like the ego. It's not the ego, it's the ego flowing the Torah. Because he is the master of the Torah. He is the master of wisdom. Because when Rabbi Abba, the writer of the Zohar, saw his teacher, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and the friend with Rabbi Abba, see Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you know what he used to do? They start running toward him. And they used to say, after God, we're going to walk, and we're going to scream like a lion. So those of you who work on the ego, it's good. But you can have ego. You're allowed to have ego if it has to do with the Torah, it has to do with the Zohar. When you know Zohar, it's proud. Tell people about it. Let me tell you a section of Zohar I learned. Let me share it with you. Now you're talking. There's so much Zohar, but the time is, I promise it will be 20 minutes. I want to make it short today, so it'll be special. But there's few more. Maybe I can skip that. It's here, and this is a little bit tough. I'm in Kedoshim now. Zohar Kedoshim, Tfus Yashan, Pei. It's a in Pasuk Bet. It's a when a person has no emunah, when a person has no faith, Ki mi she'eno osek b'Torah. Whoever doesn't study the Torah, whoever doesn't study Torah at all, is only because that person has a lack of faith. So what does that mean? It says like this. That person has no heart. Kol mi she'eno osek b'Torah, asur litkarev elav. Don't get close to that person. And don't make business with that person. What do we do now? I mean, most people, I don't think most people study. I think most people don't study. But what do? You cannot make business with them. And you cannot walk with them when they traveling because they have no faith. And a person who's walking around without speaking the Torah, let's say you're going on vacation, read something. You're on the plane, you're on the train, you're in a car, read some Zohar, read something. Because the path that we're walking on can be elevated, and you never know. Sometimes you study Torah somewhere, and that area is in danger. And because you read the Torah, you save the whole area. And whoever travels without study Torah, put risk into his body and soul. And whoever go with them, also put the danger to them. So, it says, whoever is not following the study of the Torah in the right way, put the danger into his life. And I'm continuing with that in Kedoshim Pei. And it says, how do you change? Relate to the part of tshuva before repentance. And I'm sorry that I'm giving you a lot of nugget today. Usually the lecture is organized. I tell you the parsha, this. But because we're getting close to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, I want to do it differently. I want to make sure to have like personal attach. As you can see, the camera is different. Everything is different. To make sure it's about the Zohar. Bore. Come and behold. How do you change? You decided tonight, I want to change. That's it. I have enough of me doing all what I'm doing. I don't want to be the same. What do we do? What do we do? Where do we start? En Adam nitar la'olam ena b'divrei Torah. A person can only get purified and changed by studying the Torah. Mishum ze divrei Torah enam mekablim tumah. That's why the Torah never get injected with impure. So let's say you work on yourself. I don't know how many of you try to work on your ego, on your anger, and this and that. How many of you have been successful? I never met one person who's been successful. I mean, there is people who claim success, but when I really push it, they don't change. I work in a rehab, right? Everybody tries to change addiction in a rehab. How many of them really change themselves? None. How many people change the addiction? About 8%. So 8% overcoming addiction because of the rehab, which means failure, and the rest don't change themselves. They just change the addiction. So what is the root of addiction? The root of addiction is Avodah Zarah, is other worshipping, which comes from ego. None of them reduce the ego. Nobody talks to you about reducing the ego when you go to the rehab. I've been there. I was teaching so many places with people with addiction. And they don't change. Nobody change. So because they change method that they offer, psychology, psychiatrists, work on your diet, all of it is true. It's a foundation, very good foundation. But if you didn't inject the person with the Torah, everything else become impure. The Torah is the only thing that stay pure, even if the person who's getting closer to it is the worst person in the world. So if you don't know what to do with a person and how to change them and how to help them, you must introduce them to our Holy Torah. To the Zohar, of course, it will be faster. What makes the Zohar special? If you teach them Zohar, or Tikkuni HaZohar, or Kabbalah, that what's going to happen, it's going to be much, much faster to fix them. So it's like this. Mishum shehi omedet leta'er hatpeim v'refuah nimtzet b'Torah. Because the Torah job is to purify the whoever is impure. Shekaduv refuot yeh l'sha'erech v'zikulu l'atzmotecha. Torah nimtzet b'Torah shekaduv yirat Hashem Torah omedet la'ad. Ma omed la'ad? Shomedet tamid b'ta'ra zul v'ena nevaret b'manon olam. Meaning that the real change, spiritual change, has to be used the power of the Torah. I said I'm not going to be long on this, even I want to, because I want to share with you one more section that I studied this morning, which I love it very much, and then I let you go. How are you, everybody? I hope you like this new style. I do like it. Maybe some of you missed the other way, but we have to do some change. So, in Kedoshim, there is a mitzvah of love the neighbor as thyself. In Achremot, we talk about Yom Kippur, purification of the soul and everything like I teach you before. Now, Kedoshim is talking about your roots is holy, and that's for sure you're going to be holy. Don't worry about it. So the point is, what does that mean to be holy? And why only in this section it says love the neighbor as thyself? And what is love the neighbor as thyself? I saw many commentary on that. One of the commentary, and forgive me for not remembering who said that. If you need to judge me now, you're allowed to, and I forgive you for judging me, because I should remember who said that. And one of the explanation is, love the neighbor as thyself is what the good side of yourself say to the bad side of yourself. And the good side of yourself, I want you to love the soul as you love the body. When we talk to our negative side, it's the body. What is our good side? The soul. You may have very high level soul, but the body is disturbing you to reach your potential. So love the neighbors that serve. We're saying to our body, please love my soul as you love yourself. That's really what it means. That's what I'm thinking. But let's understand how to go about it. And it's written like that. I am in Zohar Sulam this time, Kedoshim, in verse 90. And it's saying like that. Every talk that comes from your mouth, go up. Okay? Every thing you say. So you have to be careful. I'm reading from together like 89 and 90. You have to be careful not to use bad words coming from your mouth. Remember, the only power you have is your mouth. She'en lecha kol kol ha'ole lemala. The voice go up. Let's say you curse somebody. Then there is thousands of terrorizing angels. That's what they call the malachei chabala. They take those words and go against the cursor, the one who curse. Very dangerous to curse. And then they're looking out to damage either Chas v'Shalom his business or his health, Chas v'Shalom, or his relationship. So if you want to keep your relationship well, don't curse people, because that's going to go against you. And then the verse say, in front of a blind man, do not put an obstacle. That's how you love your friend. And here the Zohar telling us in verse 91 that you cannot educate your older son in front of the other children. Because the older son, you have to treat him like a man, a grown up, and you cannot humiliate him in front of others. The question is, how does that connect to in front of a blind man? Do not put an obstacle. Because first, the other kids watching it, they are more afraid of being punished than doing the right thing. So you make them blind. They just follow, but they don't know why they follow. And he, the son, usually will start looking for something that make him more happy instead of being next to you. So instead of you really helping your son to study Torah, he start going away from the Torah. Then, what does it also mean? Don't put an obstacle. Meaning, a person who's not in the level to teach should not teach. Because if you teach the wrong things to somebody who doesn't know, they might do mistake, and they do exactly the wrong thing. And it's your fault. So they are blind, you're leading them. Don't do that. For example, wine which is not kosher. Or wine which is kosher but doesn't have kashrut on it, doesn't have a stamp of kosher on it. What to do with it? So what is kosher wine? It's vegan. What need to be kosher about the grapes? Well, the only thing that makes a wine kosher is that it has to be done by the group of people that are spiritual. If the group of people who make the wine are not spiritual, that wine observe the negativity of that human being. And for that reason, the wine has to be kosher. Even if it's vegan. Can you imagine? Wine. For that reason, I cannot have the balsamic or aged balsamic. I look at all people having balsamic. Then I find out within the balsamic there is wine. And that wine was not necessarily done by spiritual people. You know? So that's the thing. So whoever study Torah and go on the right path all the time, then when he speak Torah, those words of Torah going also straight to the Creator. But when that person is behave wrong, stealing, yelling, jealousy, anger issue, and he studied Torah, unfortunately, that Torah has been given to the terrorized angel. Yeah. I want to continue forever here, but I want to make it short. I promise to make it 26. I think it's more. So all the best. And see you Shabbat from Bishop Bar Yochai. We're going to do it together. We eat, we dance, we read some Zohar. All the best. Thank you.